really good question, and I appreciate you raising it in the way that you have. As you have clearly identified, the principal challenge for you in your circumstances is to get yourself from a sponsored employment visa through to a business investment visa. And the issue turns for you as to one of timing, given that your current limit of stay is going to expire in April, and today it's February, and you're going to understand that it will take in the region of at least a couple of months to be able to complete your change of category application. And therefore, where does that leave you as regards your timing for giving notice into your current employer, which requires at least a month, and then not losing time on your business, because obviously there's something going on that suggests you need to do it now rather than later. So, just to correct a point, normally if you're an existing resident, because the change of category application occurs on the residence section of the Immigration Department, which is on the fifth floor of Immigration Tower, rather than on the entry visa section, which is on the 24th floor of Immigration Tower, normally the time frame for such a change of category application as yours is more like 6 to 8 weeks as a maximum, rather than 4 to 6 months. Therefore, you may get a little bit of a break insofar as your timing goes in this instance, if you were to go through the process of having your application for change of category submitted at this point in time. So, as it stands, what I suggest you do, given the timing issue here, is firstly, submit your application to change your category. Expect that it will take more 6 to 8 weeks. During the currency of your application, the Immigration Department will not specifically advise your existing employer of your intentions, but they will, at the point of finalising your application, request a document from you that shows what your final date of employment is with your present employer, so that they can then demarcate the old sponsorship arrangements from the new sponsorship arrangements under your own business investment visa. So, effectively, you, I think, have got enough time to start the process, in a sense, now. Anticipate that sort of maybe by the middle of March you're going to get an indication of approval from the Immigration Department. Submit your notice to your employer that you're going to be leaving them, and by the time you've served out the 1 month period that you need, the Immigration Department will have finalised your application upon the provision by you of your final notice of employment date, and then you'll be in a position soon after your expiry date, if not before, to get your investment visa approval through, which will give you a 1 year limit of stay in the first instance. So it's definitely manageable, and I think it all turns on the fact that it's not going to take 4 to 6 months, it's going to take more like 6 to 8 weeks. And insofar as your dependent goes, and the visa status in play for your spouse, effectively they just follow you. Spouses just follow the principal applicants, and it's unlikely that they will be out of status in your situation because of the fact that you've got the timing available to you to complete it. But even if you did go out of status, you go into what I call the twilight zone, which is where you are legally present in Hong Kong, notwithstanding the fact that you don't have a valid limit of stay endorsed in your passport, and you are legally present because there is an active application in the system and the Immigration Department know about you. And as I said, that's the twilight zone. The problem with being in the twilight zone is that if you wish to travel during the time that you're in that sort of state of limbo without a valid period of stay endorsed in your passport, you're going to have to approach the officer that's responsible for your investment visa application and seek a departure memo so that you'd be able to travel outside of Hong Kong and not get stopped at the borders, because the guys at the borders might hold you to be an overstayer because they don't have access to all the information about what's going on in your file. But a way to avoid that, that is the departure memo, is on the last day of your time, your limit of stay in Hong Kong, you make a quick exit to Macau and then come back and re-enter as a visitor. And that gives you flexibility to come and go without having to worry about the departure memo, which you need to give the officer at least a week's notice for. And even if you are in either the twilight zone or you have gone through the process of holding a visitor visa while the investment visa, stroke dependent visa application is being considered, you will not break your continuity of residence for the purposes of your eventual right of abode application, because that's the way that it all works. So, it's quite a straightforward situation insofar as it's only going to take really sort of 6 to 8 weeks rather than 4 to 6 months. But time is pressing for you, so you might want to get on with it. And just one final note, if you decide that all this is a little bit too tight for you, then clearly just delay your plans for the start of your investment visa activities until your current employment visa gets extended, and once you've got that extension in your passport and you're probably up for a 2 or a 3 year extension, then you can in a very organized fashion close down your employment with your current employer and then simultaneously make your application for your change of category in the wake of having secured a 2 or a 3 year extension to your current limit of stay, which gives you a little bit of runway so that you don't have to worry too much about the pressures of time in your circumstances. Okay, quite a little bit convoluted, but ultimately quite straightforward. Hope you found it useful.